Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 56 this morning on a really bright, bright sunny morning. Psalm 56 is another psalm of David that has a heading. Part of the heading says, "When the Philistines took him in Gath." So rather than a small personal enemy that we've read about before at different times, this would be larger and more impersonal. Let's read it together. "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. All the day long he fighting oppresses me. Mine enemies would swallow me up all the day long, for they be many that fight proudly against me. What time I am of afraid, I would put my trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can flesh do unto me? All the day long they wrest my words. All their thoughts against me are for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps, even as they have waited for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the peoples, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Then shall mine enemies turn back in the day that I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render thank offerings unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Hast thou not delivered my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Again, this is a psalm of a large enemy, a military sort of a feel. And as I read through it in English, I keep feeling my gut reaction to this. Now, bear in mind, this is an English translation from the original Hebrew, is that this poem feels stilted and repetitive, and not in a bad way, but having these short repeated lines and short repeated feelings. Possibly, to me, it sounds like to be recited on the move. This poem is active and jumpy and boosts behavior. And there's a lot of repeated ideas that go through it and repeated feelings. In particular, if you look at verses 4 with verses 10 and 11, there is this idea of in God I will praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can flesh do unto me? And then in 10 and 11, "In the Lord I will praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me?" And so they're almost word for word. And there's an interesting change from "what can flesh do to me? What can man do to me?" It's showing just how weak and how small and how petty all the troubles are that are out there in the face of an army. There is this theme of God is for you, so you invest and put your trust in him, and you begin to praise him, and the result is you are not afraid, because what can they do? They're just men, they're just flesh. Verses 5 and 6 and 7 talks about the story of the enemy and their activity and their thoughts. And in 7 getting into 9, there is this cry out to God, "You know what I'm doing. You have my tears in your bottle," which is such a powerful image, which results in David crying out to God in 9, 10, and 11. "Then shall mine enemies turn back in the day that I call." And the call is a cry of confidence. And it's not just a cry for self. Again, I think that this is a cry that maybe David's men would echo with him. There might be a call and response here. But it's also a cry that the enemy is supposed to hear. And so they are chanting this as they are moving forward. It reminds me of that simple instruction that we have from James. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. In singing and reciting this song, we are absolutely resisting the enemy. We are resisting this trouble that is coming our way, and we are looking at it square on. And James tells us that when we do that, it will flee. Because when we have these troubles around us, it's just people, and they're just made out of flesh. We are so much more than that. Let's read it again. "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. All the day long he, fighting, oppresses me. Mine enemies would swallow me up all the day long, for they be many that fight proudly against me. What time I am afraid, I would put my trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can flesh do unto me? All the day long they wrest my words, all their thoughts against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps, even as they have waited for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the peoples, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Then shall mine enemies turn back in the day that I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render thank offerings unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Hast thou not delivered my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? What can man do unto me, man who is just made of flesh? They're made of flesh. What can man do unto me? Verse 13 has that idea about being delivered and the joy that David has that I may walk before God. What does a person have to be in order to walk before God, especially to walk before God in joy? If that is who and what we are, what can flesh do unto us? Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.